Live from the HananiahAutos.com studio, this is Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass.
Driven with SunPass.
JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, and Tony Baselli bring you the latest Jaguars news and what's happening around the NFL. Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Baptist Health and Everbank.
Touchdown, Jacksonville!
Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, begins right now.
From the HananiahAutos.com studio at Everbank Field, Jaguars Thursday. JP Shadrick, Tony Baselli, Jeff Loggeman is somewhere in Europe shooting animals.
I don't think he's shooting animals in Europe.
Probably.
I don't
think that's accurate.
In
Vegas, there's a line, and it's...
I don't think he is. I'll take the fact that he's not, because I think he's enjoying the sights and touring some of Europe right now.
Shoot grouse or something.
I don't think he's shooting grouse, JP.
He might be.
You don't even know what a grouse is.
It's a flying bird animal thing.
Okay.
And you could shoot it in England, Scotland, wherever. So, plenty to talk about tonight. Jalen Ramsey with a small tear in his meniscus in his right knee. You've heard about it throughout the afternoon here. John Osier is with us in studio right now, senior writer, Jaguars.com. What's up, Johnny?
Oh, not much.
Just one of those days again. And it seems like now, guys, this is, like we said before, it's not a curse or anything, but
we're talking about, don't go down that path, JP.
We're talking about a knee this time of year again for a
it's
high
football.
Pick. It's unfortunate is what it is.
It's football.
It's unfortunate, but I can speak to what Tony was saying during crosstalk. If the Dante Fowler Jr. thing hadn't happened last year, I agree that this is not nearly as big a deal. You guys were both here when Fowler got hurt last year, right?
Yeah. We were on the field. Yeah.
In the building that day and in the building later on.
Yeah.
Do you remember the pall and just the awful feeling everybody had, right?
It was a bad injury.
Right, yeah. But you could feel it in the walls. People were dead.
Yeah.
I'm not getting that vibe at all with this one. Even close. And I don't, from what I'm feeling and hearing, this is not one that they are thinking is going to be any sort of a long-term problem. And it's not one that is going to be a performance diminishing thing as he moves forward in his career.
There's not
anything like that in the building.
Unless we find out after, they go in and scope him,
sure,
if there's some other injury involved with it, which there's no signs that that's the case.
My understanding,
it's a minor injury, guys. I mean, the list of guys who've got their meniscus
right
cleaned up in this league is so long with Hall of Fame players who've done it
more than not.
You said it even like week of, they'll come back out and play.
I mean, I've known guys that get a scope and maybe not that game, but the following week they're playing.
Right. This is the old scope injury people used to talk about.
Yeah, you get a scope, clean it up, let's go back to work. Now, if they have, the way it works is if you have to repair the meniscus, and I don't know why, and we could ask a doctor,
sure,
if anyone's listening, why sometimes they clean it out or why sometimes they fix it. I don't know.
Different types, but
yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't have no idea. But if you fix it, then you have to let it heal longer. If you just clean it out, all you're doing is waiting for the swelling to leave and get your strength back because there's nothing to heal. You've cut away the small piece that is torn.
This team thinks that Jalen Ramsey is going to play a lot of football next year.
So I just – listen, and the curse thing drives me crazy. First of all, I don't believe in it. I think it's nonsense.
It's the field's fault. It's the trainer's fault.
Oh,
it's the strength and conditioning coach's fault. It's the senior writer's fault, and it's your fault for being so skinny.
Well, thank you very much. We got to blame somebody, though.
Right.
And, it goes back to, John, it made me think of the attitude sometimes where the overreaction.
Right.
And I'm not talking bad about – I know fans are frustrated, and it's about, it's just the feeling. But you remember when I hurt my knee that Chris Mortensen reported my career was over and I'm never going to play football again.
And I had to run you down outside of an obscure emergency room in Wisconsin. Or
I tell
something.
You yeah, that, that's yeah. not the case.
Right. And I think Skip almost
beat me. He wanted to beat you. And so,
everybody wants to find fault right now. This is fault
day. There's no fault. It's football.
Right, there's no fault.
Right.
It's highly competitive, trained athletes moving really at a high pace and cutting.
In different directions.
In different
right.
directions. And sometimes, guess what? The human body just says, that hurt a little bit.
Right.
And it doesn't work.
People are writing me wanting them to change the field. Everybody needs to be changed in the organization down to Shadrick, which I'm all
well,
for.
Well, I am.
Not, right. But that's not what this is. This is not indicative. This is not a trend. This is a couple of coincidences. And as you say, I'm not getting any feeling that it's remotely Dante Fowler Jr.
No, listen.
Oh, it is on Twitter, Tony.
Well, I'm just saying, that means nothing.
On Twitter for a few minutes.
I'll just say
right
this.
Now.
Walking around here, interacting with different people in the building, I get no sense. No, they're not. No one's happy.
Right.
But I have no sense that anyone's concerned that we're anything, that this is a season, I mean, forget career, or season threatening injury. This is not, I mean, this is, man, this stinks because we're not going to have, the sense I get, no one said this, but the feeling I get is like, bummer, not what we want because we're not going to have them for OTAs and minicamp. We're not going to have them till camp. That's the feeling I get. No
right.
one has said that,
I get the
but
same
that's
feeling.
The feeling I get.
Which, I mean, I hate to say it like this, but it's not all bad, right? I mean, having back for training camp, let's go. Like,
well, it's not all bad, but it's not good either.
Not good either.
For rookies, you need these OTAs.
You need this time.
And to learn the defense, learn the speed of the game. The mini camp's important. Learn how to compete. Learn how to practice. So, listen, I think there is lost value. I don't want to downplay it where it means nothing. I mean, there does mean something, especially for a young player learning how to transition to the league. Mm-hmm. But it's not I'm repetitive. I'm being repetitive now, but, John, I'll go back to if – Dante Fowler doesn't get hurt last year.
Yeah,
this we've already stopped talking about this, and we're talking about what other nonsense has happened around the league
right.
during this time of year.
If Dante Fowler,
I'm not sure what it is.
Get hurt last year. This is a story on the level of A-Rob not being able to work the first 3.5 weeks of OTAs when he was a rookie.
Yeah,
I mean, again, wasn't great, but it was not indicative of a jinx.
The curse. And right. you brought the up the curse. You're a curse guy,
curse.
Aren't you?
I said well, we
that,
talked
no,
about it again.
No, you're a curse guy because you know how I know that?
I was going the other way with it.
No, you're a curse guy because you're a baseball guy, and baseball guys
ask
are all
the
curse
Cubs.
Guys.
Ask the Cubs.
There's no curse. They stink. They're good this year.
Stunk. Right.
And so guess what? When you stink, people think you're cursed. It's not cursed. You stink. The Cubs now are good, and when they probably play for the World Series this year,
oh wow,
no one will say there's a curse. You remember the curse of the Reds?
Until they lose.
Remember,
they
lose. Remember the curse of the Red Sox?
Yes.
Have we heard about the curse since
they won?
Okay, but
it means it's over.
Okay, what changed?
They broke the curse.
How'd they break it?
They won. Tyler broke it.
You're an idiot.
Jeez. John, thanks for jumping in with us here. This is what happens on Thursday night.
Can you stay longer because so I don't have to deal with his nonsense?
If you'll eat a crepe.
Crepe. Do we have crepes, John? Do we have any crepes here?
I want the old Tony back.
Yeah.
I think I'll get him back here. On the team playing during the season.
Not a chance.
I think we'll see the old Tony.
Not a chance.
Peanut M&M's.
Not a chance.
John will
I'm
going to
bring
you.
Healthy snacks, John. I'm going to be the healthy snack guy.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
What does that even mean?
Obviously, you don't know JP looking at you.
John, will look for your writing on Jaguars.com.
All right, guys,
I'm sure
thanks.
The ozone will be interesting tomorrow.
A lot of mail coming in about all this.
It's brutal. It's brutal. We may as well close the franchise. It's bad.
Just lock the door. It's right. over.
I'll take it if no one else wants it.
yeah.
John Ozer, Jaguars.com, right, senior writer, joining us to start off Jaguars Thursday. SunPass is a proud partner of the Jags. Use it to reach your goal, whether that's the Gulf Coast, the Atlantic Coast, the Florida Keys, or even Georgia and North Carolina. SunPass, catch one today. More Jaguars Thursday after this on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, continues right now.
Jaguars Thursday continues. This portion of Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by your Southern Ford dealers. Don't miss the chance, Tony.
What
chance
is that,
every
JP?
Week to take home your piece of Jaguars history. For only $250, you can own a pair of authentic U.S. Assured Club stadium seats right from Everbank Field. Limited seats are available. Visit jaguars.com/souvenir seats and buy yours today. JP Shadrick, Tony Boselli, Jeff Lagerman is out again. Should be back next week, right? How was the cut, by the way, on Friday night after at TPC for the Boselli Foundation?
Well, you should know. You were there.
I was there, yes.
You enjoyed yourself.
Yes.
It was
unsweetened
good.
Unsweetened iced tea. That's what I was drinking.
Very good. It was good. You know what? It was we sold the most tickets we ever had, but we had a bunch of no-shows because of the rain.
The rain scared some folks. Huh?
Rain, because it's an outdoor party, obviously. There was a delay at the tournament, so I think a lot of people left, and then it was pouring rain in Jacksonville and Jacks Beach, even though – in Ponte Vedra, we had beautiful weather. So, but, I mean, you were there. We had a good crowd still. Great.
Music was great.
Great music, yeah. A lot of food and drink. And so it was a great time. And the purpose was to raise money, and we did that. So it was a great night.
There you have it. Yeah, the cut with the Tony Baselli Foundation. You know, there was a
– You enjoyed yourself.
It was a great time. It always is. You always throw a great party.
You and Dickman. I got a little issue with Dickman.
The PR director, Tad Dickman.
Tad and I are going to have a little talk.
Oh, this could get interesting. I was reading articles today. I can read, first of all. Second,
good.
I did read. And ESPN.com article with you discussing the Jags' left tackle position and the comparisons between you
D-Rock.
And Joakim. Mike DeRocco had an article, I think, a couple days ago.
Yesterday. Yeah, he called me on Tuesday, and it came out yesterday. What did you think about the article?
I think it's the same kind of things you had said before on this air. I mean, it's similar, nothing too groundbreaking.
No, I mean, listen, the question was by Mike DeRocco, the ESPN beat writer for the Jaguars, mm-hmm. great guy around here all the time, and is a good writer, basically, you know, asking me my thoughts on is it fair that Luke Joakim is compared to me? It's always a hard question to ask. I mean, it's like,
in what way? I mean, well, in terms of,
you know, have there been
has the bar too high?
Are the bars too high? Is the expectations too high for him to try to be compared to you? And I basically said I don't think it's fair for any player to be compared to another from a different generation or different. And my basic, I said, listen, I went to USC, and I surely didn't want to be compared to Anthony Munoz.
But you are.
I am, but I don't think it's fair to base everything I've done in light of what Anthony Munoz does. And in the same way, Luke Joakim. I mean,
he's his own guy.
He's his own man, and he's plenty good enough as himself. And I think what has hurt Luke, and we said it out here on the air, is the consistency. He just needs to grow. And what I don't think is fair, the way that some people in the fan base, they act like he hasn't got better over the last 2 years. He got better last year. Now, is it at the standard that is good enough yet? No. But was he better? Absolutely. It's a consistency issue, and I think he has a great opportunity. And now it's going to be great competition with Kelvin Beachum to see what happens.
Yeah, whenever Beachum gets out there, I don't think he'll have a lot going on during these OTAs with the still coming back from the knee injury. We had Kelvin Beachum on Jaguars.com Live Wednesday, by the way.
And it's going to be a great battle because Kelvin Beachum's a good player, and I've said it. And if you look at the first six games last year before Beachum got hurt, right, or maybe with five games, I think he got hurt week six, I think.
That's correct. That's right.
And he was playing at a very high level and probably a higher level than Luke was. But that doesn't mean that Luke's not going to win the job or that Kelvin's not going to win the job. They're going to pick the best guy, and I think it's a great opportunity for Luke. He's a hard worker. He's getting better. And I expect his game to go up another level just like it did from 2 years ago to last year.
You said you like watching the coaching technique during OTAs.
Oh,
you
I
said
love
that
it.
Earlier. You're out there.
Love it.
Do you ever get involved in it?
No.
Or do you stay off to the side?
Stay off to the side. Doug Marrone is an outstanding offensive line coach. Great technician as far as teaching the position, and I learn a lot from him. And there's no need for me to add stuff if. You know, Doug and I talk, and I give him my point of view one-on-one. We talk football because I love talking ball and learning from him, and we talk about the position and different strategies or philosophies and all that kind of stuff. But he surely doesn't need Tony Baselli telling him anything. He knows how to coach ball. He's a great coach. And like I said, I've always said, if I talk to the different guys on the offensive line during the season and off season, and sometimes they ask me my opinion of things, and I give it to them. And if they don't, I keep my mouth shut. You know, that's not my role. I'm not a coach here. I love the coaching staff here. I think Gus has done a great job of building a coaching staff over the years here, and I think this is the best staff we've had so far. I think and they don't need, you know, a radio guy who played left tackle telling them, you know, his opinion.
Hold on. You got them backwards here. One of the great left tackles that happens to do radio, right?
Well, I think
– I mean, maybe you're pretty good at radio.
I think I'm a
now.
Great radio guy who played left tackle.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it is now. Okay, well, that's good to know. I mean, at least we know your mindset now.
Well, you're trying to be the best at what you're doing at the time.
Absolutely. You just can't go back and change the past.
I can't go play left tackle anymore.
Not at this weight.
No, I play tight end, though.
You can't move. You got a meniscus, remember?
I know, but I can fight through it.
Won't you come back a week after?
Week,
scope
just
it out?
Clean it out. No, I would not.
Yeah.
I would no, but listen, back to the before we digress down a path that is just nonsensical that no one wants to hear from us. No, they don't. They don't want to hear about my exploits of trying to play tight end. I was a heck of a tight end as a sophomore in high school.
Oh, let's not go down that path. Okay?
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
But listen, I think as far as offensive line, I enjoyed listening to Doug coach and watching them work. And you know, I don't want to come across as negative, like in the, and I hope I didn't in the first segment about OTAs and how I value them. They're important for the team, and they're important for the coaches, and they're important for the guys out there to get work. I'm just saying from an evaluation standpoint, from where we sit, and I would tell coaches this, and I have, and scouts, I think it's a dangerous time to make too many assumptions about how great a guy is going to be or how great a team is going to be, frankly.
When they throw pads on in camp, that's when you start to find out.
That's when you start finding out. You get a better picture.
Especially in the trenches.
And then when you really find out, you start getting the preseason games, some live action, and that's where you find out what kind of team you're going to have and who can help you and who can't. Who can play and who can't. Because there's
– like that was interesting what you said earlier. You can find out who can't play.
Oh, yeah.
Not who can. Because if they can't hang out here in OTAs
– it's not just that. You can just watch a guy. I mean, there's certain guys you just watch, like, can't play. Can't play. Now, what will fool you, call it fool's gold, is there'll be guys out there that are like, whoa, look at that guy.
This guy's awesome.
This guy is
we
awesome.
We got a steal on this guy.
Then you get the pads on, and you're like, hey, where'd that guy go?
What are you doing in the summertime?
Did he leave? You know, and then there's certain guys who, even when the pads in practice, are like, man, that guy is good. Then all of a sudden you get in the games like, he can't play dead. And so that's why you got to go through the entire process of evaluation before you make any judgments about an individual player or a team, frankly. Like, I like our team on paper right now. I think we got better.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I think that, you know, this is a team that's going to compete to win the AFC South. I really believe that. I think at the end of the year, we'll be playing those last few games for the AFC South title. With that said, we got to see it. You got to get the pads on, evaluate how this team comes together, get in the preseason, and kind of get a better picture. So that's why you got to be careful making too many judgments right now.
There's a lot of time to week one. A lot of time. A lot of things can happen. Obviously, we see what happened today. I mean, that's a very small thing, but there's a lot of time on the calendar before
September
11th. Well, not
only that, it's a team sport. You have to have guys come together. I mean, how
– you got to morph.
You know, how is Malik Jackson? I mean, he's a great player, and he's done it, and shown you on tape. You know can play the game. But it's a new defense, new people around him. How's that? How's he adjust? How's he work? And, you know, culturally, you know, we think it's going to work. And, I mean, they wouldn't have brought him if they didn't. So all those things come into play. And I just use Malik because he was, you know, the big
the new guy.
Yeah, new guy. Yeah. Nothing. I mean, I'm hoping he's great. I hope he does exactly what he did in Denver or more. But that takes time. You have to come together as a team.
Yeah. So that'll start Monday is the first practice. No public access to OTAs.
What is the OTA schedule next week so I know?
Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, I believe.
So I'll be there Tuesday, Thursday.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you got? Where are you going?
I'll be in I'll be out of town.
Kind of personal.
I'd rather not discuss where I'm going to be.
So. I mean, I'm going to ask you throughout the rest of the show. Well, so if you don't want to
I will not be hunting grouse.
Oh, okay. It's a work trip.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Not hunting grouse. But you won't be here for OTA number one.
Not number one.
But two and three.
Yes.
And I think there's three the next. I think there's, what, three and then four the last week? Something like that. They're mixed in somehow like that. So we'll have coverage on Jaguars.com. We'll have Inside the Jaguars recapping the day on Monday. Gus Bradley press conferences each day. They'll have star players at the press conference podium also. And then some locker room
access.
You'll
have star players? Is that what you said?
Yeah. At the podium. And then we'll go in the locker room.
So if you're not, so if you get regulated to the locker room, you're a non-star is what you're telling us.
Well, if you're a star, so you're talking into the podium.
So are you
right?
Determining who the stars are?
No, that's whoever the PR staff brings out there.
Tad Dickman gets to tell us who the stars are.
Put that on your list to talk to him about.
Yeah, that's another issue I'll talk to him about.
Yeah.
How about we just going to hear from guys at the podium and then also in the locker room?
That's what I said. Well, did I not just say that?
That's why I make – no, but I don't like classifying players as stars.
Because you're a former player, that's why. And you were a star.
I think that's a term that needs to be saved to week.
You were a team captain, okay?
Oh, just shut up.
I mean, you're
it's
in the –
time for a break. Read some
you're
card.
The Cotton Bowl Hall of Fame.
That is true.
For goodness sakes.
I can't help myself there.
Republic Services is the undisputed leader in recycling in Northeast Florida. The official waste provider of the Jags, proudly serving the residents and businesses of Northeast Florida for over 30 years. Call Republic Services for all of your waste and recycling solutions, and they will take it from here. Rookies cooking. That happened today here at Everbank Field. We'll discuss when we come back. It's Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, continues right now.
SunPass is a proud partner of the Jags. Use it to reach your goal, whether that's the Gulf Coast, the Atlantic Coast, the Florida Keys, or even Georgia and North Carolina. SunPass. Catch one today. And this portion of Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Fanatics.com.
You know, I'm glad that there's no recording of what is the discussions in the break.
That you know of. We could be bugged in here.
Joe.
No, we'd never do that. JP Shadrick, Tony Baselli, Jeff Lagerman is in Europe shooting grouse. He'll be back next week.
That's not true, but that's fine.
Rookies cooking, Tony. You ever had a cooking class when you were a rookie?
No.
The Jags?
No.
Tom, TC wouldn't do that?
No, I don't cook.
Well, if you had a class, maybe you would have. No? So today is the beginning of the rookie premiere, right? It used to be in Canton. They would send the draft picks up.
Right.
And you'd have seminars for a couple, 3 days, well, actually a week. Well, each team's doing their own this time around. One of the first sessions today for rookies was rookies cooking. It was a cooking class on how, by the team nutritionist, Mendy came and put together different foods that would be easy to cook and healthy as well. And Chef Tony from Publix came. And showed him how to prepare certain things.
And I'm all for it. It had been a waste of time for Tony Baselli to be there.
So what did you eat then? Did you just like eat fast food all the time?
What'd you eat? I was married, so my wife cooked.
Okay.
And in college before I was married, I ate at every fast food restaurant you could imagine. Mm. And training table. And then when I was married, I would eat fast food on the way home from practice and then eat my wife's dinner.
You don't do that anymore, obviously.
No, here, you want to know a great story about that?
I can't wait. Yes.
So my my rookie year, and my wife still had some credits to graduate. So she went back in the spring. Was it the spring or summer? I can't remember. Anyways, for an 8-week period. So it must have been summer class. She took at SC.
That's right.
To finish it. So it was a summer class, 8-week period. And so she left. The morning she left, she made me some hot cereal for breakfast, like some malt oatmeal or grits or whatever it was, in a pan. She made me some
hot oatmeal or something. Or cream of wheat.
Cream of wheat, that's what it was. It was cream of wheat, thank you. She made me some cream of wheat.
How did you not know how to make that, first off?
No, but she
not that hard. There's instructions on the box.
Well, I'm sure I could figure it out. But she made me cream of wheat. And I ate it, and I went, took her to the airport. She left the pan in the kitchen. 8 weeks goes by, and she comes home, or 6 weeks, whatever it was. And I'd flown out to see her a couple times, but she came back to Jacksonville. And she walks in the kitchen, and the pan with leftover cream and wheat is sitting in the sink. And she goes, Tony, you let this pan sit in the sink for the entire time? I said, Ange, I never went back into the kitchen after you left. She goes, where'd you eat? I said, I ate out every meal. She goes, every meal. Yeah, I ate.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Let's
breakfast,
go.
Lunch, and dinner. I went out every meal. If I was single, I would eat out every meal.
But you don't know what's in that food, Tony. Or how it's prepared. It could be, I mean, you don't have.
Okay.
Right?
So?
Guys are trying to be healthier now. This is the 21st century, Tony.
I'm just telling you. That if I can't, now I've progressed.
Oh, you're different now.
I've grown.
I mean, you're an old man now.
If I can barbecue it, or it comes in a can, or pre-made, I can make it.
Well, if it's pre-made, you don't make it. It's pre-made.
You have to heat it up.
You're something else.
What?
Man. I'm just saying. Like, I mean, come on.
I would eat out. I like eating out. Yeah.
It's a health kick these days for these guys, though.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know how to say
this. I eat out all the time, too. I don't like to cook.
Well, I'm just
saying. Don't say it looks like it. I knew you were about to go there. I saw your face, okay?
I did not
go there.
That's
a cheap shot.
My point is saying this is, JP, I think eating healthy is good. I mean, I've lost a ton of weight. Mm-hmm. I'm eating healthy now, and I think it's very important. I'm very fortunate my wife helps me do it. But I go to healthy places and eat healthy food if I'm eating out. When I was a player, though, and I was young and metabolism's burning
and
you're
running
working
every
out,
day and
I could eat whatever I wanted to. And so I was going to eat whatever I wanted to. So
how many Krispy Kremes could you have eaten in one sitting when you were playing?
I downed a dozen, no problem.
A dozen hot Krispy Kremes?
Dozen, no problem. Done. That and a cup of coffee. I could do it right now. But
one cup of coffee for a dozen donuts?
Yeah, a large one. Because you don't want the coffee to fill you up.
Yeah.
You take a donut, take a sip, donut, sip, donut, sip.
Right.
Work your way through the 12.
Mm. But those days are long gone for you. So
I don't eat that way. I could still eat a dozen.
Was there like a rookie premiere symposium when you were – there was nothing like that?
Nothing. Showed up, and that was it.
Showed up and practiced.
Yeah,
a lot.
I mean, a lot. 2 days.
Yeah.
Ton of practice. No symposium. No – which, by the way, I think is a great thing, so I'm not poo-pooing that.
Yeah.
Or the cooking class. It's great. Teach guys how to eat and how to recognize what foods.
The class today is one of many kind of seminars the next 3 days.
Yeah,
For
me, I would never cook, ever. If I sat in that class right now, I'd be like, okay, great. I think it's important to learn what foods are good for you and which are bad for you, but I'm not going to cook them. Not going to happen.
Not at all.
No, like Logs. Logs is not here.
He's a cook.
He's a great cook. He's an outstanding cook.
Yeah.
He enjoys it. Nothing against it. I think it's very fast. I just don't have that skill set, and I don't want that skill set.
You could go to class.
I don't want to, though.
Why not? You got a family to feed.
Yeah, and my wife is an outstanding cook.
Give her some days off, though.
And when she wants a day off, we go out to dinner. That's how it works, and that's not not going to change. I will never cook.
Okay, that's
fine. I could barbecue.
I mean, you should come to class today and learn from Chef Tony. I mean, it's easy.
I'm sure Chef Tony is out there. I'm not cooking, JP.
With
change
mango
the subject.
Sauce on them, everything.
Well, I'll eat it.
You know, the Jalen Ramsey news today came out. Well, he's not going to be the only Jags rookie that is going to miss OTAs. Miles Jack's not going to be here, too. The NFL rule prohibiting rookies from participating in OTAs until the current senior class graduates at their school. It impacts rookies who attended a trimester or quarter system school. UCLA has this issue a good bit.
Yeah, it's too bad. In my opinion, it's a rule that needs to change.
But it came around in the early 90s.
It was like that for me, when I was a rookie, same rule. I just think it needs to change.
But you were able to practice, right? Because you guys were on semester?
Yeah, we graduated in May, so it was already done. I don't think it's – I think it's a dumb rule. I understand they're trying to get guys not to leave school early. But here's the deal. This is their job. And so why – I mean, is it like the local engineering firm saying you can't come work for us until you graduate?
Yeah, what if I got a job as a broadcaster as a senior in college, didn't graduate?
Yeah, so that's a great point. So if you were at whatever university you went to, Alabama, and you graduated from – you were a star broadcaster at Alabama and ESPN called –
hypothetically, yes.
Hypothetically, if you were good. And ESPN called and said, JP, we want you to come work right now.
Oh, you got to go, right? You got to go. You got to take that job.
Why wouldn't you? That's the whole reason you went to school.
But
these guys went to school to play football. Miles Jack, my goodness, he left in the middle of his junior year when he got hurt because he went to play football. And why are we stopping guys from working? Let him work. I don't like the rule at all.
So there's no limit on team communication. He has the iPad with him. He can look at film that all the guys look at here during OTAs. He can talk to coaches on the phone. He can do all that. He just can't walk around in a practice field or do anything on a practice field.
I don't like it. It makes no – I mean
– it doesn't make sense.
It's his job. Let him do his job.
How do you change that, though? I mean, that's got to be changed somehow.
It's a CBA deal. You have to negotiate in the CBA.
That's a CBA one.
Yeah, it's a rule. It's negotiated, I'm sure, under the collective bargaining agreement by the players and the owners, and they made that a rule.
But to be clear, Miles Jack is cleared. He had been working out here before. He was fine.
I mean,
knee is fine.
I'm one, too, that why does someone have to go to college 3 years before they can go in the NFL?
Oh, you're even going back to Maurice Claret and all that fight?
Yeah. Yeah, like this Fournette character at LSU.
Yeah.
If he came out this year, he would have been to a top
would have been high.
First
yeah.
round pick.
Yeah.
Why do you stop a kid from going out?
Yeah, he might have gone. Would he have gone before Elliott, you think?
Very probably. Well. Yeah. Why can't he go pro? If you're good enough to go out of high school, which no high school kid is because football is a different game, maturity-wise. Mm-hmm. But if you're good enough and someone's going to draft you, then why not? Why not let it happen? If it's after your freshman year, you're the best at your position and someone's going to pay you to come do your profession, then why not? You can go back to school anytime.
School ain't closing.
No. Negotiating the contract, if you want to change it, negotiate where if they draft a kid before he graduates, part of their contract has to – the club has to set aside money for an education for him.
That'd be nice. That's a great idea.
I mean, I don't like those rules.
You should negotiate for CBA next time.
I think it's – well, that's a deal between the league and college football. I mean, it's the same thing that's happened to the NBA, which I think is stupid. A kid has to go to college 1 year. Like, somehow that makes the college game better. It's not that – first of all, it's not the league's job to make college basketball or college football better. If a kid in basketball is good enough to leave after high school, let him go play in the pros. And everyone says, what about the stories of the kids who, you know, don't make it? And well, then don't go.
Yeah. It's a decision he made, right? It's on them.
I don't like that rule. I think Jadeveon Clowney was ready to leave after a sophomore year.
Yeah.
And would have been drafted very high. The kid should have been able to go pro.
Fournette will go first running back this year.
Well, no, but he has the risk of injury. He got a $10 million policy. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is good, protects him a little bit. But if you're good enough to play, let him play.
It's still going to be fun to watch him run through defenses this year again, just in college, just because he's so good. He's so much better until Alabama.
Yeah, I was going to say, he didn't run through Alabama's defense.
No, he did not. Get the latest transportation news and information on the award-winning Making Moves TV show. Watch every week on the first Tuesday of the month at 12:30 on Channel 4. And every Thursday after Nightline on ABC 25. We'll look around the National Football League when we return on Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Well, look at the ground.
What was that? So, can you please explain that?
Joe Fortunato, manager of radio. Oops.
Three Stooges. You never heard that? Look at the grouse.
Oh, look at the grouse. Yeah, JP's. Yeah, I got it. Okay, that was great.
You are older than us, Joe. Jaguars Thursday continues. Check out the Hanania Automotive Group. They've got 10 brands, hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and thousands in savings. JP Shadrick, Tony Baselli, Jeff Loggeman is shooting grouse in Scotland. That's the
not true
mention there. But he'll be back next week. The Small Business Breakthrough is back. Businesses in South Georgia and North and Central Florida have a chance to step into the cage and win a comprehensive NFL sponsorship with the Jags and a complete digital makeover, a package valued at over $250,000. Over 350 businesses entered a year ago. Enter today at BigStageBigResults.com. Modiston Sunglasses, the winner last year.
Yeah, isn't that the group that makes sunglasses out of like old surfboards or something?
Skateboards. That's right. So they're doing very well after their sponsorship a year ago also. It's time to go around the National Football League. We start off with some late breaking news. Scott Soschnick of Bloomberg News reporting that the NFL will move the Pro Bowl to Orlando. Houston, Honolulu, and Sydney, Australia were also interested. No confirmation. He cited three unnamed sources.
I'd have voted for Sydney, Australia.
If you're a player and don't want to go to Honolulu.
Chance I'll be calling it next year, so I'd rather be in Sydney.
Oh, you can drive now. It's in Orlando.
Thanks, JP.
Get some mileage.
Yeah.
Right? No? Was it 55 cents a mile now?
Go on.
Orlando. If you're a player and you don't want to go to Honolulu, what makes you want to go to Orlando?
I wouldn't go.
You would say, oh, my knee. Oh, my meniscus is
I wouldn't go.
Sore.
I'm not going to Orlando to play in the Pro Bowl. I'm a player.
It was a year ago they were talking about somewhere in Brazil.
Rio.
Interested. Rio,
yeah.
Right?
I go there.
You go there, right?
I go to Sydney.
Copacabana Beach.
I go to Hawaii.
Sydney, the Gold Coast.
I love Orlando. Love the people of Orlando. It's, you know, down the road from us. I'm not going to Orlando to play an extra game.
Hey, how about this? It'll be a home game for Blake Bortles when he's in the Pro Bowl.
When I say I'd go the first time, the first time I made it, I'd go. But if I made it a number of times, I don't think so.
You take all seven of your kids to Disney World.
They go already, JP. I have five kids, and they all go already.
Hey,
Joe.
Up and back to Orlando, plus driving around a little bit, $165. That's what you'll get. $55 a mile.
Hey, that's nice. That's a nice boost.
I'll let you drive me, and you can pocket the cash.
I'll do it. Let's go tonight. You ready? I'll go right now. New Washington Post poll is out. 9 in 10 Native Americans are not offended by the Redskins nickname. The Post surveyed 504 people in every state and the District of Columbia, all Native Americans or partial. 2004 poll by the Annenberg Public Policy Center found the exact same result. It's consistent regardless of age, income, education, political party, or proximity to reservations. Daniel Snyder with a statement right after the poll came out today. We are gratified by this overwhelming support from the Native American community.
Did he sponsor the poll?
I don't know. And the team will proudly carry the Redskins' name. 9 in 10 are not offended. So who's offended?
That one out of 10.
One, apparently.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm not going to – I'm obviously not Native American. And so you'd have to ask people who are – of that ethnicity, if it's an offensive term or not. 9 out of 10 said it's not. I don't know where that leaves the situation or the issue, because there's obviously some people offended by it. But, I mean, it's unfair for me as a white guy to comment on the, you know, what is offensive to somebody of another ethnicity.
Right.
I get called a lot of things, bad things.
By who? Who would ever speak bad of you?
You.
No, I never would.
Logs, Joe. Well,
maybe them.
Osh.
Oh, definitely him.
You know, but that's, you know, so I don't even know what to do with that poll. What does it mean? I mean, okay, so 9 out of 10 aren't, and that's, I guess that's, is that, are we supposed to applaud that? Are we supposed to get excited about it?
I think it's, Snyder's going to applaud it because it helps his cause, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. I've always said, from the standpoint of the Redskins,
your phone's blowing up, Tony. Don't you know you're on the radio
right
now?
One of my five kids.
It's a free station.
I know. The moneymaker for them is changing the name. Because think of all the gear that you're going to sell.
New gear, yeah.
And then also how valuable the old gear is, because all of a sudden now it's – but, I mean, listen – I don't even know what to do with that. I mean, okay. 9 out of 10.
Four out of five dentists approved,
yeah,
too.
I don't know. Obviously, it's offensive to somebody because it's become quite a story, but it's died down lately. So we'll see where it goes.
We go to college football now. Alabama left tackle Cam Robinson, considered a very high pick next year, at least before the season, arrested Tuesday morning for felony possession of a stolen firearm and misdemeanor possession of a controlled dangerous substance, as well as a charge of illegally carrying a weapon in the presence of narcotics. A reserve Alabama safety, Hootie Jones, arrested as well. He had a gun on his lap. The other stolen gun was in the glove box of the car at 2:33 in the morning in a park in Monroe, Louisiana.
So my question is why do you have two guns, one in your lap? What are you doing with those guns at 2:30 in the morning? And what, you know, who are you meeting that you feel like you need guns?
Oh, there's a lot of questions.
I mean,
well, we got questions for days. A lot of questions. What's going on?
Oh, my. And what are the narcotics involved?
Right.
Not a good situation because he just lost a lot of money. He lost a lot of money.
He'll still be drafted high if he can play.
No.
Right?
No, not in today's league. It'll affect him greatly. We saw a guy because a video came out that he was smoking weed.
It wasn't like he dropped out of the first round, Tony.
He cost himself millions of dollars, JP. He dropped probably, you know, 7 to 10 picks, depending on who you're talking to. Cost him millions of dollars. This is a guy, and he didn't get arrested for anything. This is a guy who got arrested with a not just a gun that is registered to him.
Yeah.
A stolen gun with narcotics at 2:30 in the morning sitting in a park. What are you doing?
Roll Tide, I guess. Nick Saban had a quote at the – there's a senior golf tournament in the Birmingham area. There was a
there's
pro-am.
No way they stay on the team.
Here's what Saban said. One thing I always tell players, three bad things. One, nothing good happens after midnight.
I've heard that before.
Fair. Two, nothing good happens when you're around guns unless you're going hunting. And three, you don't want to mess around with women you don't know because a lot of times bad things happen. That's what he said on the Paul Feinbaum show about the situation.
The interesting thing will be how – Coach Saban handles these guys.
Oh, no doubt.
Because
he'll get a half. He'll play the second half against the Trojans. Don't worry about it. We'll dominate the second half against you guys.
This is one of their best players.
Oh, yeah.
How do you not suspend a guy for these allegations? Hmm. How do you not kick him off if he gets convicted? Yeah. How is he on the team?
It's a felony charge, by the way. Owners will vote next week in Charlotte on possibility of teams accessing video on the sideline tablets instead of still photos.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, why not? I mean, technology's there. Let them do it. It's going to make the game better, make it more competitive, help coaches, you know, better strategy, better plays, more fun. I'm all for it.
Players apparently are not allowed to record their surprise performance-enhancing tests. James Harrison protesting that earlier. A league spokesman said it's to maintain integrity of the protocols and protect against the possibility of manipulation of the process. What do you make of players wanting to record their own, I guess, urine tests?
Well, for me, I don't want to see anyone taking a piss, frankly.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not sure anyone wants to see me taking a piss.
Okay, yeah. Fair.
So I'm not sure. Now, in fairness to James Harrison, his point was I'm not showing them that stuff. I'm just giving the fans insight of what a player goes through. I thought James handled it right. He's like, I'm not mad. I'm not against it. I'm all for it. Test me as much as you need to. I'm just trying to give my fans and the fans of the NFL kind of an inside behind-the-scenes look, which the NFL is doing more and more with different areas, mm-hmm. of what it's a player goes through, whether it's in-season or off-season. So I think the league's making a little bit big a deal of it. I mean, what manipulation? I mean, is he filming it to study how can you change things?
Yeah,
I don't buy that.
Didn't he get popped for something a long time ago?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. Yeah, the fact that you bring that up not knowing, I think it's very irresponsible.
That's
so
fair,
I'm not going to be a part of that.
You know, at least we're not talking about Braves shortstop Eric Ibar today, who was scratched from the lineup because he got a chicken bone lodged in his throat and had to go to the doctor to get it removed. How do you get that? At least we're not talking about that today. That's the one thing that did not happen to the Jaguars today.
You just talked about it, JP.
It didn't happen to the Jags, though, today.
Okay.
That would be interesting.
And how is that a look around the NFL?
No, the look around is over.
Oh, it is.
We didn't have the close music, but it's over now.
Okay. So we're done.
We're done with the look around the NFL.
I didn't know. I got confused there.
OTAs start Monday. You won't be here. That's very clear. It's evident. We've talked about that.
Yes.
But you'll be here Tuesday for OTA number two. They're closed to the public. But look for all the coverage on Jaguars.com.
Great coverage always. You guys do a great job of giving insight and everything else to what's going on. Must-watch TV or must-watch internet, I guess it
look
is.
That's very nice. I think that's the first nice thing you said about
I think you do
something
a great
I'm involved
job.
In
I,
for a
I just
long
don't
time.
Think you look good doing it, but you do a great job.
It's in high definition, too. That's the scary part.
Wow, they'll see every roll.
That's enough out of you. You're done. We'll have Jeff Loggeman back next week. He'll have a bag full of grouse from the Scotland. For Tony Baselli, Joe Fortunato, I'm JP Shadrick. Thanks for listening to Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.